Hello, the latest world sport from the BBC now with me, Chris Mitchell. Coming up, Fulham end their losing run in the English Premier League. Pacquiao will fight again and the NHL lockout continues. Let's start with the football first though. Fulham beat Newcastle United 2-1 in the English Premier League on Monday night. It was the London club's first win in 8 matches. For Newcastle United, it was a 5th defeat in their last 6 Premier League games, and it means they remain only 4 points above the relegation zone. The BBC's senior football reporter Ian Dennis was watching.
Rita and Duff, and it'll be clipped in by Damien Duff. Roddy Yeager is there, and Fulham have retaken the lead. Fulham 2, Newcastle United 1, Roddy Yeager with a header inside the 6-yard area.
This wasn't the result Alan Pardew wanted to mark his second anniversary as Newcastle manager, but for Fulham it was a much needed victory. After Sidwell's deflected shot gave the home side their first goal in just over 5 1/4 hours, Roddy Yeager headed in the 63rd minute winner. Berbatov was a joy to watch, denied one-on-one with Krul. He also had a shot cleared off the line. Petrich clipped the bar late on. Newcastle had 2 efforts off the line in the first half, but had equalised through a quality goal from Ben Arfa. Colaccini's curling shot struck the crossbar after 71 minutes, but Newcastle were unable to end their away day woes.
Ian Dennis reporting. Well, Fulham's manager Martin Jol said it was a key win for his team.
If you don't win this game, you have to look down to the bottom of the table, and you don't want that, because, you know, we had a great start, and to pick up, although we had some very good draws away from home, and we changed probably the habit of losing games away from home, we still couldn't get the 3 points, and it was vital for the self-belief and the confidence of my team to get 3 points on the board. Although they've got they've got a lot of quality, but I feel, especially before the 1-0, then we scored the 1-0, we could have scored 2, we didn't, and then after maybe an hour they scored, and I thought maybe it's one of these nights again, but luckily enough, you know, we got quality and Berbatov linked us up, and we could score. I think we could have scored 4 or 5, and we didn't, and that was a problem. But in hindsight, you could say we deserved it, but they could have, they could have had a point with a shot on the bar. We were almost victims of ourselves, and that is not what you want. You have to score your goals to get a cushion.
Well, the Newcastle United manager is Alan Pardew.
We've come here as a away team and had a real go. Unfortunately, the second goal was costly. It was a poor goal. Poor free kick and a poor defensive situation for us. But some of our attacking play today, we look more like a team. And the last 3 games, the level's improved. But unfortunately, we need to get results.
In Italy's Serie A, Lazio played out a 0-0 draw at Bologna on Monday evening. The Rome side held on, despite being reduced to 10 men with 5 minutes remaining. It means they're clear in 4th, with Juventus leading the standings. They have 38 points. Inter a 2nd with 34, Napoli 33, and Lazio 8 points behind with 30 points. Udinese moved into a tie for 8th in Italy's Serie A, with a 2-0 win at Sampdoria. In Spain's Primera Liga, Real Zaragoza beat Rayo Vallecano 2-0. Zaragoza move 1 spot above Rayo now to 12th in the league. Both teams, though, have 19 points. Here in England, the Professional Footballers Association chief executive has said it might be necessary to introduce netting around pitches to protect players from fans. Manchester United's Rio Ferdinand was struck in the face by a coin at the end of their derby against City on Sunday. The English Football Association has described the act as unacceptable and appalling. The police have arrested a total of 9 people in connection with disturbances at the match. The FA is carrying out an investigation, and its chairman David Burstein has called for lifetime bans from football matches for fans caught throwing objects at players. The BBC Sports News reporter Gordon Farker told Sport Today here on the BBC World Service that the FA may find it difficult to address the issue.
So it's going to be very disappointing for the football authorities to have to recognise the fact that it's still not perfect. I don't think it probably ever will be. The point Michael Owen was making about the societal difficulty is, it's clearly going to stay there. People that have a lot to drink or, get caught up in the passion of the moment sometimes do irrational and stupid things, and that's probably a reflection of human nature. But it is no doubt difficult and uncomfortable for the football authorities in Britain to have to accept that they haven't necessarily got this entirely under control, given the sort of praise that's been sent their way in recent years. I think they will find that difficult, uncomfortable, and I don't think there's any sign they're going to be complacent about it.
The English side Norwich have confirmed four separate incidents of actual or alleged racism towards their defender Sebastien Bessong following their games against Swansea and Everton. A man has been released on conditional bail after alleged racial abuse towards Bessong during the Swansea match. The Norwich manager Chris Hughton said a racial gesture had been made towards Bessong after Norwich's fourth goal and the defender complained to the referee. Hughton said the matter had been dealt with quickly by Swansea and that all incidents should be dealt with in the same way.
Swansea City Football Club have dealt with the incident very, very well and very swiftly, and I think that's a way forward. I think on any issues of this kind, and we've seen some issues over the last few weeks, I think it's very appropriate if they're handled as quickly as what the incident was on Saturday, then you hopefully think it could be a bigger deterrent for anybody who wants to put himself in that position.
You're listening to the latest sports news here on the BBC World Service with me, Chris Mitchell. Next to boxing, and Manny Pacquiao's boxing career isn't over. Pacquiao's trainer Freddie Roach says despite suffering his first knockout since 1999 at the hands of his longtime rival Juan Manuel Marquez in Las Vegas on Saturday, he can fight again.
He wants to fight again, and then how I see him in the gym. The thing is, if I see decline in the gym, serious. I know he's getting older and so forth, and everyone slows down a little bit and so forth. But if I see signs of him, everyone slows down a little bit and so forth. But if I see signs of him not being able to perform, and I think he's going to get hurt, I will tell him to retire, and I think he will if I tell him.
The retired British boxer and ex-Commonwealth champion Nicky Piper says that following the defeat, the much-anticipated fight between Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather Jr. will probably never happen.
I think the Mayweather fight has been consigned to history. It's totally not going to happen now. Marquez boxed Mayweather, and Mayweather beat him every round. And I think that although people were seeing it as a close fight before this result, I think this result proves that Mayweather is at the moment the best fighter pound for pound in the world, and I don't think Manny Pacquiao would have much of a chance. 5 years ago certainly would have been a fantastic fight and one that would have gone down in history as one of the great fights, but I don't think, as I say, people really, there's no clamour for the fight anymore. I think they realise both fighters, especially Pacquiao, are probably past their peaks, and it wouldn't be the spectacle now that we once would have thought it was.
Well, you might not see that fight, but Adi Adedoyin, who was ringside for the fight in Vegas for the BBC, said it's possible we could see another rematch between Marquez and Pacquiao.
I think it's a strong possibility. That was without doubt the knockout of the year and a strong contender for fight of the year. There were 16,000 odd fight fans shoehorned into the MGM Grand Garden on Saturday night. Stars from the world of entertainment and sport like basketball legend Magic Johnson, Mike Tyson, Mitt Romney, who recently ran for the presidency of the United States, was there. Another bout between the pair would be massive. It would generate huge sums of money. Marquez could take on another contender like Timothy Bradley, who would be competitive and marketable, but not in the same league as another bout against Pacquiao in terms of money he's going to generate. Pacquiao himself could fight anyone and still command a big payday and considerable attention, but it wouldn't be as compelling as another showdown against his old nemesis.
Ice hockey. The NHL has cancelled two more weeks of the regular season, meaning no games will be played until at least December the 30th. And Suzuki could make their return to MotoGP in 2014 after asking to take part in some testing next season. That's the sport for you.